Good afternoon. We're here to discuss the details of an officer-involved shooting that occurred yesterday in the Skid Row area of Los Angeles. Let me start by saying this. This is a tragedy. It was also a very intense situation and a brutal fight. It highlights the homeless and mental illness issues that trouble us in our Skid Row area. At approximately 12 noon on Sunday, officers from LAPD Central Area Station were dispatched to the 500 block of South San Pedro. They were dispatched to a citizen report of a robbery call. Upon arrivals, officers and a supervisor made contact with the victim, who directed them to a suspect's location. When police approached the suspect, he repeatedly refused to comply with officers' commands and then began to fight with them. During the altercation, officers used tasers in an attempt to subdue the man. However, the tasers appeared to have little effect, and he continued to violently resist. While on the ground and struggling with the officers, the man forcibly grabbed one of the officer's holstered pistols, resulting in an officer-involved shooting. Officers immediately summoned Los Angeles Fire Department paramedics to the scene, who determined the man was deceased. Paramedics transported him to the LA County Coroner's Office. Two of the officers involved in the incident sustained injuries. They were treated and released from area hospitals. One is on crutches at this moment and is recuperating at home. As with all officer-involved shootings, LAPD Specialized Force Investigation Division responded to preserve and collect evidence and to interview witnesses to the shooting. As you know, portions of this incident were captured on video from various sources, including two body-worn cameras on officers at the scene. These will be reviewed and analyzed as part of the ongoing investigation. Force Investigation's investigation will be comprehensive and will be conducted in coordination with LAPD's Office of the Inspector General and will be presented to the Board of Police Commissioners to determine whether use of deadly force in this incident was consistent with department policies and procedures. Also, the LA County District Attorney's Justice Systems Integrity Division responded to the scene and will conduct a comprehensive review of all facts which resulted in the shooting. The officers involved in this incident are assigned to our Safer Cities Initiative in Central Area and are specially trained on dealing with homeless people and mental illness issues. Several of the officers had participated and completed our most extensive mental illness training over a 36-hour course. All of the officers had had training to some extent in dealing with the mentally ill. Photos of the officer's pistol are on my right. As you can see, the slide is partially engaged and a round has been partially ejected and has fouled the firing chamber. This is indicative of a struggle over the weapon. As you can also see, the magazine is dislodged from its resting place. This is also indicative of force used on the weapon. There's also a screen grab from a privately taken video. If you examine that, it appears that the suspect's hand is reaching for the officer's waistband in the area where his pistol would be located. There's also a photo of a standard Glock pistol without its slide engaged, and you can use that for comparison purposes so you can see the effect of the struggle on the officer's weapon. As I started, this is an extreme tragedy. We feel great compassion in the LAPD for people who live in conditions of homelessness and often mental illness with no treatment. We prepare our officers to deal as best they can with them, but the reality is this is much more than a problem that the police alone can solve. I've reviewed the other videos. It appears to me the officers acted compassionately up until the time when force was required. These are very difficult situations. My heart goes out to the family of the man who was killed and also to the Los Angeles police officers who had to be part of this tragedy. As always, anybody that saw, recorded, or in other ways may have information regarding this incident, we ask to contact the LAPD. This investigation is ongoing. You'll have many questions, which I cannot answer because it is premature, but we will find out the truth of this matter. And with that, I'll take a couple of questions.
Chief, can I ask you, based on what you know now, and I know it's still an investigative process and we'll learn more in the days and weeks ahead, based on what you know now, does it appear to you that the officers acted justifiably when they fired shots at this man?
Part of my role as chief of police is to adjudicate these investigations. And it would be inappropriate for me to go that far and to make a statement about the propriety of this incident until I have seen all the evidence. And I ask the public to do the same thing. These are exhaustive investigations. They're conducted not only by the police department, but by the inspector general, who works directly for the police commission and not for me. Also reviewed by the district attorney, who has investigators roll to the scene at the time of the shooting. Also reviewed through our internal process before it goes to the police commission. These are some of the most exhaustive investigations we do, and I ask that, just as I do, that folks not rush to judgment, either on the actions of the officers or the actions of the deceased. Yes, Eric. Slow down. I have reviewed the video and the audio, and preliminarily, you can hear the young officer who is is primarily engaged in the confrontation, saying that he has my gun. He has my gun, and he says it several times.
So he has my gun, not dropped the gun.
Well, and I've heard it other audios that sound a little dissimilar, but the one that I heard the most clear is the officer saying he has my gun, and he says it several times with conviction.
Chief, two of those officers were wearing body cameras. Did those body cameras give you a better view of what happened than the images we've already seen?
Well, you know, there is compelling video, and some of that video you have already seen. There are multiple avenues that collect video at the corner of 5th and San Pedro. There are dozens, literally, of stationary cameras there, and we are reviewing all of that video. I'll get there. But there are also two officers with body cameras, and that offers a unique perspective that we believe will be crucial to determining the propriety of the officer's actions. And I know that the media would love to have that video, and it would, you know, it would certainly serve the purposes of the media cycle. But at this point in the investigation, it would not be proper for us to release it.
Chief, prior to the confrontation on the sidewalk, one of the videos shows the officers approaching this tent on the sidewalk and apparently communicating with the man inside. And then at one point, they lift off the tent and expose him, and the confrontation ensues. What is the policy? What should officers do in a situation like that where they're attempting to contact the suspect? He has secreted himself inside a tent on the sidewalk. What should they be doing?
Well, I will speak in general terms, not specific to this incident. In the videos that I have looked at, the officers make contact with the individual on the outside of the tent. Midway in that contact, he rapidly retreats from the man and goes into the tent. Particularly on a robbery call, the officers have no idea what is in that tent. If the individual may be arming himself. And they open the tent, and that's when the altercation ensues. You know, they're in a very tough situation. You know, they have a potentially a legal right to detain this individual, and he flees from that detention. So they are legally authorized to take necessary steps to continue that detention. It's so hard to make those judgment calls on partial information, though. You know, I will review the totality of this investigation. I will review the statements by the officers about what was in their mind, about what they had heard from the victim, and determine whether or not the actions that they took were appropriate. I'm just giving you the general pieces. Eric, you already asked me. You know, we are not releasing the identity of the individual that that was shot, and so I'm not going to release any details about him. We are still making attempts to notify relatives, and until that is has occurred, we won't be releasing details.
Chief, the media certainly would like to see the footage from the body cameras, but I would argue that the public would also like to see it as well. You have a case where a civilian video has gone viral of this incident. It seems like it might serve the department's interest to put video out there if it might help show or explain the officer's actions. Will you consider releasing this footage at some point, or have you completely pulled it out?
Well, there are a number of factors. It's not only the media's desire to know, and the public certainly has an expectation that there is a complete and thorough investigation which reviews all evidence. Now, whether or not that evidence should all be released, you know, that's another matter. I will tell you this: that at the end of the investigation of this officer-involved shooting, unlike the vast majority of my peers in law enforcement, we will release the complete investigation through the Inspector General's office. If there is a criminal proceeding in this, or if there is a civil proceeding in this, we will make all evidence available during those proceedings.
Chief, how much time elapsed in that incident, approximately?
You know, I cannot tell you the exact amount of time. It appears to me to be about 3 to 4 minutes.
So
that's from first contact with the victim to the lethal confrontation.
So did they ever employ any of this specialized training that you talked about? And if so, did it fail? In other words, what did they do that demonstrated the specialized mental health training that they received?
You know, the way that you have conversations, the way you offer options, the way that you give some space, the body language that you portray, you know, the way that you escalate, all of that's part of the training. You know, I will make judgment upon that when I review the totality of the investigation. But on the face of it, it appears that they did try all of that, or most of it.
Last question.
How many officers fired?
Can you tell us, you said you're not releasing the name of the other man who was killed, but is this someone whose officers were familiar with,
you
said they
work
in the area?
You know, I don't know that because I have not reviewed the officers' entirety of their statements. I will say... You know, I have not seen their statement, so I can't speculate on that. You know, the Skid Row population is very transient, obviously, and this individual, by most reports, had only been there for a short amount of time or a relatively short amount of time compared to some people that spend years and years there. So I don't know about his familiarity to the officers.
Can you just explain that picture a little better?
Well, there is the young African American officer that was whose pistol was attacked is on the other side of the individual who you can see knees. There's an officer that is straddling the individual whose hand is up.
Which at this location, what would you have done differently?
Well, you know, I'm a 40-year police officer, I don't know that I could have done anything differently. You know, I think that this is an awful tragedy. But, you know, the officers took, on the face of it, reasonable steps to avoid it. Had the individual not grabbed the officer's pistol, certainly we would not be having this discussion.
Chief, okay, that's it. We got to go. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Come
and
take
it.
Check.
I'll have a Spanish speaker that can up here and answer. You're welcome to come up and take a look at these. If you need a copy of those, I'm not going to post them on our website, but you can get a...